It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Authorities are investigating bomb threats that have been called into synagogues this weekend in the five boroughs. Rodof Sholem on the Upper West Side, Congregation Beit Simchat Torah on West 30th Street, Chabad of Midtown on 5th and 43rd, plus Brooklyn Heights Synagogue. So far, all of the bomb threats appear to be fakes, an act that is called swatting. Senator Schumer announcing today new federal funding designed to safeguard synagogues, churches, and mosques. Here's 1010 Wins reporter Mary Lynn Buckley.
$400 million in new federal funding are going to make sure houses of worship are protected. New York Senator Chuck Schumer met with the FBI this morning after several threats were made to New York synagogues yesterday.
None of these threats were real, thank God, even though they caused such disruption and fear and panic.
Schumer helped both write and fund the nonprofit security grant program. He says the funding will boost security against attacks and threats coming into places like synagogues, churches, and mosques.
I've talked to so many New Yorkers who now are afraid to go to their house of worship because they're afraid they'll be a target. This at least can give people some assurance that their house of worship will be much safer.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
A young woman is in critical condition this afternoon at Methodist Hospital in Brooklyn. Police say she got off an MTA bus at 12:15 in the Borough Hill section of Brooklyn. And authorities say after she got off the bus, she crossed in front of the bus that she had just gotten off of and was then hit by an oncoming MTA bus and was pinned under that bus. Holocaust Remembrance Day begins at sundown here in the city. The Museum of Jewish Heritage is holding a ceremony at Temple Emmanuel on East 65th Street. The president and CEO of the museum, Jack Klieger, spoke with 1010 Wins.
It is basically to honor the memory and to never forget about the Shoah and the people and the families and the lives who were lost and those who survived and helped rebuild the Jewish people through many new generations.
Holocaust Remembrance Day marks the anniversary of the outbreak of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising during World War II. Good news for commuters who use I-95 in Connecticut. All lanes of the highway were reopened just before 10 o'clock this morning following the tanker truck fire from last Thursday. It took crews about 80 hours to demolish the Fairfield Avenue Bridge over 95 and remove tons of concrete and steel from the roadway. The petroleum truck caught fire Thursday following a crash with two other vehicles. Engineers have also been working on a redesign to replace the Fairfield Avenue Bridge. An off-duty New York City firefighter helped rescue a man trapped in a burning car. Lieutenant Richard Cannon says he was driving home to Breezy Point on the Belt Parkway early yesterday morning when he saw two cars speed past him. As he got to the Bay Parkway exit, he saw the BMW and Corvette had crashed into each other and the Corvette was in flames. Lieutenant Cannon managed to pull the Corvette driver over the center console and out of the passenger door, saving his life. Lieutenant Cannon's wife and two young children were in his car and witnessed his heroic actions. Lieutenant Cannon tells the Post, "I was just doing my job." Ah, the sound of cicadas. Get ready for trillions of cicadas to emerge this spring. That's trillions with a T. It'll be the first time in more than 200 years that two separate broods will be seen and heard. The pests won't cause you any harm, but they could give your dog or cat an upset stomach if they try to eat the exoskeletons. Note to our pets, Don't eat the exoskeleton.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.